It is said about Rav Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin that when he arrives to Ishbitze, it was in 1847, it was one of the first times that he met the Rebbe, the Ishbitze Rebbe, Mordechai Yosef Liner. So he goes into the Rebbe and he gives him his kvittel and the pidyon, which is the pidyon nefesh, you know, with a couple of dollars, whatever it was. And the Rebbe is very eager to make sure that Rav Tzadik remains in a chosid in his court. And so he says, so the Rebbe sort of like eagerly, sort of like grabbed the kvittel and the pidyon. And Rav Tzadik says, the Rebbe dat ish chatten, ich bin ayers. He says, I belong to you anyway. So you don't have to grab. So it's said that it was one of the few Shabbosim, would be Rav Leib Lager, would be sitting right next to the Rebbe, and Rav Tzadik would be one after. And this was taken as a sign that Lachamei of Esrim, when the Rebbe passes on, that Rav Leib Lager would be the first Mamalamokim, and Rav Tzadik would be the second one. And that's the way, in fact, that it was. Although Rav Tzadik himself, if he had it his way, Bechlal did not want to become a Rebbe altogether. Matter of fact, he secluded himself for many, many years until the time came that he had to take over the leadership of the Ishbitze Chassidus at that time. Just an interesting thing is that, to mention that when his first Shabbos, as he was Mishamish as the Rebbe, so the word, the Dvar Torah that he just started out to say, and Rav Tzadik had a lot to say, as you see from his writing, but that's what he wrote, but he didn't like to speak. But Lamai says that he would say, he quoted the Posik, which says that, Daro b'nei Yisroel v'yashuvu v'yachnu lifnei pi achirois. Right? Let the b'nei Yisroel, that they return, let them rest in front of pi achirois. The Tzadik says that the pshat in the Posik is azoi. It's an amazing pshat, he said. Dabal b'nei Yisroel v'yoshuvu. You have to have yishuv adas v'yachnu, and you stop and rest lifnei piachiris before you free of the mouth. Chiris, chiris, the piachiris. In other words, you have to think before you speak. You have to have yishuv adas, and you have to rest a little bit, and then you open your mouth. So speech is a big privilege. But we have here Rabbi Yisai's Pasha Shalach, of course. We'll take a look, a little bit of a new perspective in the parish of the Meraglim. And as Agdoma to that, what Tzadik has to say, we strongly appreciate, take a look at the Ramchal, as a matter of fact, who sort of like plants the roots to this idea that Tzadik is advancing. We take a look at the Psukim right here, right away. Moshe Rabbeinu commissions the Meraglim, he says to them, Erisa Mesoret Tzmahi, that you will go and you'll inspect the land, as well as the people, whether they are strong, whether they are weak, hamahatahu imrav, right, whether there are few or plenty. And then he also says, umoho aretz asher yoshebo, also take a look at the land itself, hatoivohi imrav, is it good, is it bad, and then also the cities, how they live, umoho aretz asher yoshebo heino, habamachnim, in the mitzorim, are they open cities, are they fortified cities? And then he says again, umoho aretz hashmenohi, is it a fertile land, imrozo, right, or it is infertile. So of course, basically without going to all of the details of all the many questions, the simple situation is, what was really the purpose of the Meraglim? We know, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's a good land, and as we mentioned many times, quoted in Rashi, Ani amarti lahem shitoyv, of course I said that it's a good land. What was this whole purpose of sending the Meraglim? So we take a look at the Ramchal, right, Moshe Chaim Lusato, lived in the 1700s, early 1700s, and we mentioned many times he had quite a difficult life. He was a brilliant person. In the short few years that he lived under 40. He died. He was only Eretz Yisrael ultimately, after having years and years of opposition towards his style, because he had what was called a Chabura Kedosha. He studied a lot in Kabbalah. And this was still the times where the air was still filled with the winds of Shabtzai Tzvi, certainly was the aftermath of Shabtzai Tzvi, and therefore anyone who really was steeped in Kabbalah to a great extent was very suspected. And the Ramchal was not spared that either. Had a lot of tzoris. As a matter of fact, when one of the svarim that he printed in those days, you know, not every place had a printing, so he was going to Amsterdam from Italy, Padua, going to Italy. Going to Amsterdam, so on the way he stopped in Frankfurt. And that time Frankfurt was the Rav, the immediate Rav before the Pnei Yeshua. And his name was Rabbi Yankov Katz, or Rabbi Yankov Popper, known in that way as well. He's a great Rosh Yeshiva at 400 Talmidim. And wrote Charles the Chuvis, Shev Yaakov, one of the great, great people. As I mentioned, when the Pnei Yeshua had a Shaila, whom did he ask? He asked the Shev Yaakov. And when the Shev Yaakov was Nifter, the Pnei Yeshua became the Malamokim, became the Rav there. And Yankov Papas was a fierce, fierce opponent of the Ramchal and anyone who was suspected of, following, certainly being suspected of Shabbat Tzvi. So when Ramchal passed through, he sat on a bezin and he forced Ramchal to sign a document that he will not be Oisik, he says, in Kabbalah. And he was forced to sign. He said, otherwise we'll put you in Cherem, he says, and obviously he was forced to do that. Anyway, so here we have the Ramchal among the many Sfarim is a sefer called Kinois Hashem Tzavokos. Ramchal says as follows. Ramchal says, Ach Iyan HaMaraglim, he says, Goram Kilku Godel. This is a terrible situation that was caused by the Maraglim. He says, the Soido Inyan. So the secret of the Inyan of the Maraglim, says Ramchal, that we find Yoyim Lashona, that were punished, right, for each day was a year. From the 40 days, ultimately what happened was that the Oynish was to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. So Da, I want you to know, and this is basically the Mahalach of the Ramchal regarding the whole purpose of the Maraglim. Kivadai, because it is certain, Ad Sheho Oyel Tohor Min HaZuhama, until you have the oil or you have the house that's pure from Zuhama, which is from filth, from impurity, quite simple. If you want to build a palace for the king, the first thing you have to do is you have to clean up. You can't build a palace of the king in an area, of course, that is filthy. And here we're talking about spiritual uncleanliness, which means to say that Eretz Yisrael, with all of its Kedusha, but prior to the Bnei Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael, being that it was occupied by all of the nations, the Zayinumai, Saknani, Achityu, Amori, with a lot of Tumen Eretz Yisrael. So before the Bnei Yisrael are able to come into Eretz Yisrael and ultimately build the Beit HaMikdash, we first have to purify the land. And that, in fact, was the mission of the Meraglim, who were great people. That's what we need Meraglim to be great people for, Kulam Anoshim. Spies? You need professional people. Maybe people who know something about spying a land. Maybe people who are militarily inclined or something like that. Why send Meraglim? Nasiya Yisrael? What has it got to Shaykhis? But here we're talking about Meraglim actually making and doing the preparations of the Hachone, making Eretz Yisrael properly purified in order to allow Bnei Yisrael to enter. He says, it's impossible, he says, that the oil has to be Tohar min Azohama, otherwise the Yepshel Elias Heichel HaMelech. V'lechem, Ein Zivig, there cannot be a Zivig, means there cannot be a Zivig, you cannot have Klal Yisrael, be Mezalik themselves and become connected with Eretz Yisrael, Achi HaKisei Sholem, knows you have to have a chair that is Sholem, the Yisrael, Einem Yecholim Likonis L'Oretz, Achi Titar Ho'oretz. Now, says Ramchal further, V'hineh HaMaraglim Holchu Mem Yoyim. The Meraglim actually, they traveled 40 days, as the Pesuk says, around Eretz Yisrael. V'achar kach, we find Nigzer Aleihem Yoyim Lashona, 40 years. What's the idea of this cheshbon? V'oyim Alach, and I will tell you, says the Ramchal, Soid Godel B'Zeinyin. I'll tell you a great secret. Da, I want you to know. And here a little bit, he touches on Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic sources. Ki Spashtus HaKlipoiz B'Madrigaseim Hutof. There are 40 different, if you will, 40 different branches in the areas of Tumah. Tumah basically, if you want to know, the company of Tumah basically has 400 branches, Tov. And that's why the Mukabalim say also regarding Esav, who is the Shoyrish of Klippah, who is the Shoyrish of Tumah in his own right. We find that when he comes and confronts Yaakovino, the Arba Meyois Ish Imoy, 400. So it's not just Bederach Mikra, it's not just an accident, just 400 people. But again, as you see, the Ramchal also makes use of the number 400. And that is in fact what is found by Esav regarding his confrontation with Yaakov, which really was the confrontation between Tumah and Kedusha. It wasn't simply Yaakov and Esav between two people, but this was an all-time war between the forces of Kedusha and the forces of evil. And the Ramchal says, "V'husoy tof shana shel Golus Mitzrayim." That explains why Golus Mitzrayim was 400 years. His idea was to purify themselves from all vestiges of Tumah, right, which encompasses which is all-encompassing number, which is 400. However, says Ramchal, "Umnam kishiyotu yisrom mitzrayim, hinei oz nishbara hasitra achra." True that the Satan really was broken, shivra in l'yoylam. They really afflicted, right, an eternal blow to the Satan. As we see, Kikein Yetzias Mitzrayim Azkirim L'Yoylam. Yetzias Mitzrayim is actively alive, right? In every day we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the effects of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the positive way are here felt today too. Uma'oz Be'emes, and the truth is, the Satan is no longer in his full glory. Since Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Satan is not in his full glory. V'nimtzera oy shlita kol kach gedoyle liyumos. Ach yeh eize, he says, giroyin l'sitra achra. There was, how, a reduction in the forces of the sitra achra, v'hu. In other words, that which needed 400 years, nasu memshon, it was reduced to a power of 40 years, from 400 to 40. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reduce it even more, from 40 years to 40 days. That would be the objective of the Meraglim. That would be the avoid of the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael, because it is Mitzrayim accomplished the reduction of the koiches of 400 down to a cheshbon of 40 years. 400 years to 40 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now the Meraglim to be able to reduce it even further. He says, Omnom HaKadosh Baruch Hu eroitza oid l'sakin tikun achar v'hushi iskatzer oid his pashtes haklipois. That his pashtes means the spreading of the klipois, of the shells, which is the Kabbalistic lotion of Tumah. The shells from spreading v'yismayit mimem shon olamem yoyim. So besides that, nichnesu hameraglim, it was for this purpose that the meraglim entered v'toru esaret mem yoyim. However, they defaulted. They were not successful in their mission. And therefore, v'imloi hoyu choytim, had they not been choyte, hoya klipois nishborois ligamret. So the koyches and the forces of Tumah would be completely, completely eradicated. But kivin shechotu oz chozru lahachzik amolek, v'higbir koychoi, and therefore it came back into power. So as we find, went back to the cheshvim of Akoponim to 40 years. But they would have had the opportunity in those 40 days they could have accomplished and could have eradicated Tumah. So the tachlis of the Meraglim, according to the Ramchal, as we see here, is a hachone, is a preparation to purify and to cleanse Eretz Yisrael from any vestige of Tumah, from the forces of evil that are shoilet everywhere. And in Eretz Yisrael as well, Klal Yisrael, before they go into Eretz Yisrael, before you build the Heichal HaMelech, before you build the palace of the king, you have to clean up the area. And the Meraglim Lamaisa defaulted, and they were not successful. We see here the next number here, Harei Gilu Lono HaRamchal, Shetapkid HaMeraglim, the purpose of the Meraglim, Hoy Lekadish Yisoret, Ulenakoyso Mikol Bechinet HaTumah. Right? It's in order to purify from all the Bechinets. That's what we have. 440. These are all the facets, all of the different Bechinets of Tumah. Kedei Shetihye Muchono, Eretz Yisrael should be prepared, Likloid Besoycho, right? To accept Amoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Betiya Ruuya Livnois Bo Besamigdosh Hechel Shamela. But Ramchal does not say in this particular piece, later on he says it, what was the means, what were the tools, you can imagine, to do that cleanup? I mean, to have vacuum cleaners, what did they use? What was it that the Meraglim were supposed to use or to do in an active way in order to bring Kedush into Eretz Yisrael to get rid of the tumor? So Ma'ato Yesh Lizboinen, Ma'hoya Hamaisev HaPa'ula, so for that we have Reb Tzadik here in the Pre Tzadik in Pasha Shalach. And what I did was I made breaks in Reb Tzadik to show that there are parallel ideas in different forms as well. So we start with Reb Tzadik here. This is the first little paragraph, and then we have a break, and then we'll come back to Reb Tzadik again. So again, Pre Tzadik in Pasha Shalach says Reb Tzadik, look what he says. The Omal HaMoshe Moshe Rabbeinu says to Meraglim, what were the instructions? Remember, we started the Pasuk trade, number one, we started the Chumash on top of the sheet. Ure'ise Mesoret. Right? Now, Pashut Pshat, of course, it means just go look at the land. Check out the land, right? Check out the area. Search out the area. The Tzadik says, no, it's much more than that. Ure'ise Mesoret means, Hu'al Pimash Shumatzinu, as the Gemara says in Brochus. Nosan Einov Boi V'nasi Gal Shalatzomus. Chazal tell us that the Koyach of Riyah, the koyach of Riyah of a tzaddik has tremendous devastating effects. That if a tzaddik simply by looking at a rosha is capable, as Chazal say, nosan einabo v'nasa gal shalatzomis, and poshut basically he snuffs the life out of the person. The tzaddik, Chazal tells us a number of stories, which is one which he quotes in Brach Nuches, one was with Reb Shimon ben Yochai as well, looking at someone he becomes a heap of bones, expression of Chazal. V'nasa becomes a gal shalatzomis, nosan einabo. The chayim we find also, it's a Gemara Chagigit, not just in one place. Kol mokoim shenosnu chachomim einayim, this is Loshon Chazal. Wherever the chachomim place their eye, the koich of the eye, we think you're just looking. The koich of the eye, the koich of Riyah. Oy misa, oy oini.
we find that the after effect would be either Chalila Misa, or this person turned into an Oni. Poverty. That is the after effect, the Koich of the eye. Says Reb Tzadik, we always know a klal, that Midah Toiva, the positive forces of Kedusha are always stronger, many, many times over than the Koiches of Tumah. So if on the negative side, the Koich of Riyah has such an effect, imagine the Koich of Riyah on the positive side. Says Reb Tzadik, listen to this, Midah Toiva Meruba, when it comes now to a Midah Toiva, looking at the positive side, Shiyacholim lahachnis al yedei horiyo kedusha. The Meraglim are great tzaddikim. The Meraglim are great people. Kulam anoshim, as she says, kol anoshim shebemikros loshim chashivus. They had a koich in their riyo. The Meraglim, by gazing, by fixing their eyes on Eretz Yisrael, they would bring koiches, forces of kedusha through the koich riyo of the Meraglim. Urisem es ha'oret is not simply now an expression, just check out the land. And we'll see how it stems later on, all of the various phrases. But a Risa Masaris means this is the mission of how you're going to do it. That you're going to utilize the tremendous power and force that you have in your Kedushas Menayim, that you have in your eyes. L'chein Om Alohem, that's why, says Reb Tzadik, Moshpenu says, Urisa Masaris shal yedei zeh yachnizu, he says, Be'oretz Kedusha. So the Koich of Riyah, we see the Koich of a Riyah of a Tzadik. The Tzadik looks upon something. It's not merely he sees something, but he's mashpia. Tzaddik is able to be mashpia. Ruchni is by merely looking at someone, at a person, or here in this situation, looking at the land. The Meraglim would go into Eretz Yisrael, Uri'isem, by having the forces of Kedusha that emanates from their eyes. The Koich of Uriah is so strong that would be able to bring and implant Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael. Based upon what the Ramchal said, this stems very beautifully. Ramchal said the whole purpose of the Meraglim, in fact, was, the mission was, to purify Eretz Yisrael. The Tzaddik now follows just on his own. Doesn't bring no Meramchal. The Tzaddik says that in fact was the purpose of Uriyah Semesoret. The idea was the Meraglim going to Eretz Yisrael to be Machnish Kedusha through the Koyach HaRiyah, the Koyach HaVision, looking upon and gazing upon Eretz Yisrael. I want to show you, Rabbi Isai, that a similar idea, like I was something else totally, is brought down in the Sefer Tferes Shleiman for Rabbi Shleiman Radomsky, Radomsky Rebbe, one of the great Admirim in Poland. In the time of the Divrei Chaim, also in the early 1800s. So it brings in Parshas Bullock, in the Sefer Tzer Shloime. And this is in the middle of the piece, and he says that all that we need is the following. Ochein kvar biyarnu b'mokim acher. He says, we already once explained. Ki yesh beiz in yonah brochus. There's two ways that a tzaddik is able to impart brocha. You know, you go to an Elohi, you go to another God, you're asking for a brocha. There are two ways. There are two ways that a tzaddik Yerushimayim is able to impart a brocha. What are the two ways? Motinu, one way we find the Birchus Koyanim, we find the Potik says, Parsha Shemini, Vayisra Aharon Es Yodov, Elohim, Vayivrachem, right? You notice the Lashon? Vayisra Aharon Es Yodov, Aharon raises his hand. Peshloim Matainis, Kinosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyach Biyad HaKoyanim Levarachas Meso. The Koyach is in the hands as well. When the Koyan raised his hand, there is a Kedusha that is imparted from the hand that's being raised to bestow, right? The Kohanim become the benefactors, and the Bnei Yisrael are the beneficiaries. How is the Koyach of Ashpor? How is the forces of Brocha, right? How is it transferred from the Kohen through the hands, merely by the hands? K'moshe Kosov, as the Pesuk says, Kishivas Yomim Yemalei Es Yedchem. We find the Lashon emphasis on the hands. Va'brocha Shoyral Yedeim V'haromas Yodom Levad Yisborchu. So Shlomo is pshat. That even without saying anything, merely in that particular posik, Vayisa Harnes Yodov, Av Shlo Yoyim Ruklau. That's one way. Then says the Tver Shloimeh, if you think that's a Chiddush, I'll tell you even more. That Achmotinu Mala Yisera Mizeh. We even find a big, greater Mailo. Ki Gam Rak Behistaklois Eineim Levat. Ria. If a Kohen would fix his eyes upon the subject, the Koyach of Riyah of the Kohen would be able to impart Bracha. Doesn't even have to raise his hand. Merely just looking. Gazing. Kamo Yishomru, as Chazal quotes, and he quotes also another Chazal similarly, Komokim Shinosu Chachomim Yineim Letoiva, He Ha Bracha. As we find in Shir HaShirim, and this is a play on words, but this is from Chazal, Einayich Brechois Becheshbein, Einayich Brechois, Einayich, your eyes, Brechois, cause a Bracha, bring a Bracha. the koich of the eyes. Again, another reference, another source to the koich of the ri of the inayim. And when David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Einei Hashem el tzadikim, where David HaMelech is referring to, according to this interpretation, the tzadik has a koich in his eyes alone, in his eyes itself. Well, there, therefore, we go to the top. Ha'akomas ha'mishkan ksiv. So when it comes to the ha'akomas ha'mishkan, to the erection of the mishkan, Vayar Moshe's kol ha'malocha, Moshe Rabbeinu sees, right? All of the malocha, Vayivarech oisa Moshe. How did he bless them? Pirish, Bere'iya levad hoya brocha, K'moshe kosov, as the potik says, Tehillim v'hinoyim Hashem, alekechem aleichem. And Shlomo goes on to say, Elochein, therefore, also by Yaakov Avinu. The birchas ha'shvatim like siv klal haromas yodo. You notice, when he blesses the shvatim, in Parshas Vayechi, he doesn't say anything raising of the hands. By Menashe Ephraim, it says kisike los yodo. There. By the shvatim, it doesn't say anything about hands. Says, Fer Shlomo, he says, because the shvatim, by the other shvatim, it's not mentioned, sikel yodo, rakeso Menashe Ephraim, ksiv sikel los yodo, aval ha'shvatim, birech, oisom, rak, bistaklus ein of levat, with the eyes. The koich of the ri of a tzaddik. Person stands in front of a tzaddik. Tzaddik looks upon him. It's a tremendous koich hashpoah that a tzaddik has. Of course, there's Tver Shloim in another place where he says in Parshas Bolak, "Vechisos ein ha'oret." It talks about Bilam, Vayar Bilam. It's Yisrael Shoichin l'shvoto. Tver Shloim says there also. He says "Vechisos ein ha'oret" means that the Yidden kisos ein ha'oret, that they would cover their eyes from gazing, looking, what's doing around in the land. Have kedusha in the eyes, you have to first protect your eyes, shmir senayim, to make sure that no impure inyonim, basically a subject. You have to make sure where your eyes are looking at. You have to have your eyes constantly on guard. It's a tremendous avoda, shmir senayim. It's a big nesayin as well, of course. So the more a person's mekadish is inayim, that is the fuel. That gives the koich in the inayim, the more kedusha in the inayim. So that's the koich that he mentions. And that's what Reb Tzadik, again, going back, is referring to. Ureisa mesaretz, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the meraglim, fix your eyes on the land of Eretz Yisrael, and with that alone, you will bring kedusha to get rid of the tumah that Ramchal was referring to that we started out today. As Reb Tzadik, it's with the risa mesoris, it's with merely the riyah itself. That's the emphasis of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tzadik goes down, and he's mamshich. Now we go back to the pre-tzadik. This is number 7. Betziv Elohim, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you notice, urisam, and he tells them a number of items. Leroy's vav devarim. He talks about 6 things. Leomar, he says, Urisa Mesoret, because again, being that the mission was to purify the land, we therefore first have to also make sure to see where are the areas of Tumah that we're looking for. What are the particular impurities that we're trying to eradicate with the Koyach of Riyah? So he says, Urisa Mesoret, Mahi, he says, take a look, Vesom Hayoshev Aleo. And what does he say about the people? Ukenegedom Omar, he says, Hechozak Hu Herofe. Are they strong? Are they weak? Hamatu imrov. Now, says Reb Tzadik, Bahainu, what we're looking for to get rid of. What are the sources of tumah that we're trying to fight? Shoyrish haklipos heim, the shoyrish of klipos heim shnayim. Number 1 is Esav, and number 2 is going to be Yishmoel. These are again the all-time sources of tumah, which the world is filled with, right? To this very day, till Mashiach comes, these are the 2 klipos, these are the very, very heavy forces. Which is the koich of Esav, but each one works in its own way. Each one's a different force, but nevertheless, these are 2 forces of evil. And Reb Tzadik points out, which is the inherent characteristic of each one. Behind the shoyer shah klipos im shtayim. Klipos Esav, shu hapsoilis mimidis hagvura upachad Yitzchok. Esav, of course, being an offspring of Yitzchok, the mid of Yitzchok was gvura. Avraham Avinu was chesed, as we know. Yitzchok was gvura, pachad Yitzchok. Gvura going wrong, gvura being taken to its negative, right? Being taken to its negative direction, turns into kina, into jealousy. Gvura turns into ritzicha, turns into murder. That was Esav. Esav was the offshoot of midas gvura gone awry. Midas gvura gone awry. Midas gvura gone in the wrong direction. That is Esav. Esav is the misuse of the mid of Yitzchok, which Esav is the offspring of Yitzchok. Whereas Yitzchak uses Gevurah in the area of Avodas Hashem, right? Esav comes and abuses that Midah of Gevurah. He gets the psoilus, the negativity of that Midah's Gevurah. Which he says, V'hu Midah Klipas Hakin of Ritzicha. Val Ze Omar, and therefore, Keneged that area of Esav, which is Gevura, Kinneretiche Hechazaku Harofe. How abusive, right, in the land? How prevalent is it? Is it Chazak Rofe? Now, referring to Gevura. How much is the area of Gevura there in the land? The Psylus of Gevura, the Mid of Esav, is it very strong or is it not that strong? That is the reference of Chazaku Harofe as referring to the Mid of, to the Klip of Gevura regarding Esav. Uklipat Yishmoel, and as far as the Klip of Yishmoel, what is the Klip of Yishmoel? That again is the abuse of the Mid of Avram. The Mid of Avram is Chesed. Chesed, of course, is his Pashtus, which is expansion. Because when a person has the Mid of Chesed, it's the opposite of Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is when a person, right, a person keeps everything to himself. When a person contracts, when a person basically self-centered, Chesed is the opposite. Chesed is where a person interacts with others. He's mashpi on others. He's benevolent with others. Comes Yishmoel and takes the psoilus of Midas Gedula Shel Avram Avinu, and it turns the Ahava and Chesed of Avram Avinu turns into Taiva. Turns into Taiva. That is the abuse of Ahava going in the wrong direction. That the Midas Gedula Shel Avram Avinu who lokach zoisle his pashtus b'taiva. He takes that koich of expansion, instead of doing chesed with others, but he does it in that area of taiva, to expand taiva, to expand the area of desire, fulfillment, and all of these areas. That is the abuse of the mid of Avraham Avinu. Val ze nemar, and regarding the hispashtus b'taiva, Moshe Rabbeinu is referring, hama'atu imrav, meaning im nispashita klipa harbe, right? We have a lot of the hispashtus of taiva imloi. Says Rav Tzadik, once we talk about these two forces of evil, Esav and Yishmoel, it's not necessary to talk about all the other nations of the world. Why? Because all the other nations of the world are all rooted into the middos of either Esav or Yishmoel. Esav and Yishmoel, basically, these are the cardinal, and this is the foundation, and this is the yisoid of which all of the other umas ha'olam basically come out of and branch out of. So once we make reference, hechazak hu harofe, making reference to the powers of Esav, we make reference ma'atum rab, we make references to the koyches of Yishmoel, to the Tzadik, he says v'chol shar klipos umes nichlolim bebeis klipos elu. As a matter of fact, we have shivim umos, right, we have 70 nations. So the Arizal says lamed hei miyamino, 35 to the right, lamed hei mismoilo kishomar hu Arizal, and these basically are all offshoots between Esav and Yishmoel. What else does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Again, this all follows suit that the tachlis of the Meraglim was to eradicate Tumah and to bring Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Rav Tzadik explains all of the questions, right? The list of questions that Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Meraglim all to fit into this area of this particular mission. And therefore, now he says further, Mo ha'aretz asher hu yoshev bo. Right? Tell me something about the land that the people are living in. What's the kavon of that phrase in context of what we're talking about? But who al derech ma shenemar, this really corresponds to another pasuk in the Torah, ki es kol ha'toyev Yisrael, right, also, all of these abominations the nations, right, have done, vatetamei oretz, right, and they contaminated the land, Eretz Yisrael, shechnisu tumel oretz. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk talks about the toyevos, that the nations, prior to Eretz Yisrael, prior to the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, what they did. So therefore now, Moshe Rabbeinu is making reference to that statement, which is mentioned later in the Torah. V'zeh shedig de kakos of asher hu yoyshev bo. In other words, tell me about the effects of the tumah of the people living there. Making reference to the posik that says, right? Making reference to the posik that says, vatetamei oretz, that kol ha'toyevos ha'oel also, that all of the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael prior what they did. So Meshach says, investigate it, check it out, see how deeply, right, affected did the land become with the presence, asher hu yoshev bo. V'hainu imheim hichnisu miklipotam tumah le'aretz. Did it basically become absorbed in the land, or was it something just a practice above the land, but basically it didn't affect the land itself? Well, then emar, and therefore it says, ha'toiva, right, therefore it says, ha'toiva hi imro. Find out that if it's good or not. Ha'ine shetimuah chaz v'sholem. Referring again in the spiritual sense. And then also further, says Rav Tzadik, what was the next question? The question was, Umoha ore mashu hu yoshe beheno. Tell me something about the city. Now, what was that question? Habemachnim imbe miftorim. Are they open cities or are they fortified? So Reb Tzadik, you know what the significance is in relation to what we're talking about? When we're talking about Tumin Tahara, what Napkimin is it if it's open or closed? What Napkimin is? Reb Tzadik, I'll tell you. You have to know a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, says Reb Tzadik. V'hainu al derech shematzinu. Open up a Mishnayis in Masechtas Kelim Perik Aleph. And Chazal tell us Eretz Yisrael has different levels of Kedusha. Although the entire land of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, no question about it. Eretz HaKadosh, the entire land. But at different levels. Yerushalayim is more Mekudosh than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Harabayis has more Kedusha. And the Azorah has more Kedusha. And as we know, the Heichal has more Kedusha. The Kodesh HaKodeshim is even more Kedusha. There are different levels of Kedusha. And one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is that Ayorois Hamukofois Choyma, that those cities that are surrounded by walled cities, Mukadesh is Memeno. The walled cities of Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha than the cities that don't have walls, that are open. Hainu, Cheyesh Kedushas Eretz B'chol Eretz Yisrael. Of course, there's Kedushas Eretz in the entire Eretz Yisrael. However, Umekofes Choyma, Yesh Bem Yerza Kedusha. But those cities that are walled cities have more Kedusha. Here comes Reb Tzadik and jumps in and says, we know many, many times, we have a klal zel umazeh, that there's a balance. That the forces of Tumah, right, were created to be able to have a balance on the other side. Because otherwise, there'd be no Nesoyin, there'd be no Bechira. And the force of Kedusha, right, would outnumber, overwhelmingly, the forces of Tumah, there would be no Bechira, we'd have no Abba in this world. So whenever you have a certain amount of Kedusha on one side, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave the opposite side, right, similar Kaychis as well. There's Reb Tzadik now, right? Depends to reason, says Reb Tzadik, that in the same way, in the area of Kedusha, if Mukofas Choyma have more Kedusha, so in the area of Tumah also, those cities that are walled, Tumah digger cities, the cities that are walled, the Kedusha, the Tumah is more contained, and there's more Tumah there too. But just as in the positive side, the areas that are surrounded have more Kedusha, says Reb Tzadik further also, Kein Zelu Mazeh, the Klippa, when you're dealing with Klippa, dealing with Kaychus of Tumah, He'orem ha-mukofes choyme, ha-klippa shom temeya yoyser. The klippa over there is even greater, more tumah. V'zeh shenemar, and therefore, he'orem ha-shu yoyser beheno. When he talks about those cities, gamkin le-kavon ha-niskeres, this is following the same interpretation that we're talking about. How strong are the forces of tumah there in Eretz Yisrael? Im ichnisu tumah be-yoretz. Did they bring tumah into the land? Im ha-klippa the Machanim, is it in open cities? It's not that bad. In the Miftzorim, Shuatume Yoysa Gedoyla, then the tumah is even greater. And then finally it says, Vachkach Siv Umoho Oretz. Then it says Umoho Oretz. You know, the last Umoho Oretz, we have it here on the sheet on top. It doesn't say Ashuhu Yoysheh Boaz before. It says Umoho Oretz Hashmenohi. Is it fertile? Right? Imroza. Or is it infertile? Is it lean? So the Tzadik says, regarding this last phrase, Umoho Oretz Vlik Siv Ashuhu Yoysheh Boaz, they can't koye al kedushas haaretz ba'atzma. Now it's not talking about the people. Before he talked about the people who live in the land. How tumah digar they? That was before Ashur hu yoyshev bo. Now we're talking about the actual land itself. Hashmeinohi meaning is sheyesh bo kedusha. Harbe doesn't have a lot of kedusha. Imrozo she'ein bo kedusha kolkach. For Kaponim, this was the mission of the Meraglim. The idea was a Kaponim to take a look and to evaluate where does it stand in its area of kedusha versus the area of tumah. And your job is going to be to try to purify it, right, to the best of your abilities. Urisa mesoret mahi means that with your koyach haria, says Reb Tzadik, the koyach of the Meraglim, they had tremendous powers. Their koyach haria had a significant koyach to be able to purify Eretz Yisrael, now making it ready to receive the Bnei Yisrael, to make it livable. To live a life of Kedusha, it had to be purified. And that was the mission. Umo haoret, all of these questions, he says, Asher Yoshebo. And the Meraglim's job was to purify it with a Koyach Haria. So I want to show you what Tzadik said a moment ago. In the same way that you have on the positive side, the tremendous Koyaches of Eretz Yisrael, tremendous Koyaches of Kedusha. But the same way on the other side, that if in fact when you have an area that is filled with Tumah, right, so the same forces, right, that are on the positive side, which enhance Kedusha, the closed cities, will also enhance Tumah as well. What happened to the Meraglim? Eretz Yisrael has a lot of Kedusha. Sizach Samsoi from Parsha Shalach. Take a look here. He says, Bahalichosom hoya hameraglim tzadikim. Four lines of Samsoi. He says, on the way there, the meraglim were still tzadikim. However, he says, Vayadehi Lucham Laorko Lerogba Shalaoret Nitmu. The mighty thing. They became Tomei in Eretz Yisroel, of all places. Prior setting foot in Eretz Yisroel, there were Kedoshim, says the Chassam Sofer. But as we said, Eretz Yisroel needed purification. And a matter of fact, the Mishnah of the Malgim wants to purify it. But if you're unsuccessful, it works in the opposite direction. Instead of they changing the land had Ashpo on them. Says the Chassam Sofer. So imagine, so the more that they traversed, the more that they actually walked around Eretz Yisroel, they became affected more and more. Nitmu. Look at the Chassam Sofer's lashon, it's an amazing lashon. Because you know what the koyach of Eretz Yisroel is, and by the way, this is for all time. Kihi mekadeshes hamikudoshim umekio and it's pitzalt umesefes tumal rishoyim. But if Sofer is telling you that if someone is a Russian Eretz Yisroel, he'll become even a greater Russia than he would have been in Chutz La'aretz. And if you're a tzaddik in Chutz La'aretz, then Eretz Yisroel, you'll be even a bigger tzaddik. Look what he says again. Ki mekadeshes hamukudoshim. Eretz Yisroel is mekadesh those that are holy, and it's moisif tumah to rishoyim. So Eretz Yisroel has both koiches. It's inherent to the koich of Eretz Yisroel. This is what Eretz Yisroel is all about. And we see it. We see the koich of Eretz Yisroel in every which way. Nu, so we talk about the koich Aria. The Maragim's mission was the Risa Mesoretz, Mahi, to be able to use the koich Aria. So look, there's a Reb Tzadik in Parshas Devarim, which is Omet Ches, that's in the newly printed Pre Tzadik. Again, just a few lines of excerpt. Tzadik says, Acho Inyan Hu, in the middle of an essay. It says Al Yeshua. It says by Yeshua Binun, who was supposed to be the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says, "Belifnei Alozer Hakoyen Yamoid." He should stand before Alozer. Now, if he stands before Alozer, what that's going to do? He'll stand before Alozer. So now he stands. Alozer is going to look at him. Alozer is going to look at him. If he stands before Alozer, Alozer is going to look at him. Alozer was a great man. Alozer was a great man. As if tzaddik, it means she'inyan horiyah nimser le'alozer. Alozer also had the power of riyah. Shal yedei horiyah shel alozer yachnis bi Yeshua hakoyach lehanchel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. To shayrish teresh abal peh. That's not for now to discuss. If tzaddik has the whole thing about Eretz Yisrael being the shayrish of teresh abal peh. Sheyesh lechol echad mi Yisrael lechelkoy. Every year has a chelik. She bekoyach horiyah shel alozer yachnis boi bi Yeshua ho'er kitoiv. To bring in an Irishal Kiddush in Yeshua. He will elevate and give Yeshua a tremendous boost in his area of Kiddush. Yeshua, before he becomes and takes the mantle of leadership, he stands before Alozar and the Koy Chariah of Alozar. That's why the Pasuk is Lifnei Alozar Yamai. He stands before Alozar Akoyim. And we turn on the side, it's a Hemshech here. Turn on the side, it's number 10 here. Finish it on the side. And he says, Vinei Ke'en Shinu Zeh Metzino, we find. Shinu Zeh, he has a diuk. Bereish Parshas Rei. In Parshas Rei, we have also a diuk. The Chassid says, Re'ei Onoichi, Moshin Yochid, Re'ei, see. It doesn't say Re'u. It says, Re'ei Onoichi, Noisen, Lifneichem Hayoi. Right, Brochoi Klolo. Sheposach, Re'ei, Loshin Yochid. And then Lifneichem is Loshin Rabin. The Omru Merabbeinu HaKodesh Zatzal. This apparently he didn't hear directly from the Ishbetzer. But he heard it send the name of his Rebbe, the Omru. It was send the name of our Rebbe. The Tchilik is Azoi. It says Re'ei and it says Noisein. Which means, Shanasinel, if they call Echod Mi Yisrael, every Yid gets an equal share in Torah and in everything. But the Horiyah, but the Koyach of power of Riyah, Nimsel Yechid is Gula. Special Tzadikim. The Zeshenema, Re'ei Loshin Yochid. That belongs, the koich of Riyah, that's a Loshin Yochid. Not everybody has the koich of Riyah. Nois and Lifneich and the Loshin Rabbi. But everybody's presented with all of the opportunities. Atkan Devorah. And if Tzadik says, Uludachenu Yitochein, She'inyin koich of Riyah hoi ikroi besoid la Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem. The truth is, it started with Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the ultimate force who had the koich of Riyah. Lahachnis biriyosoi ho'er kitoiv. That with his Riyah, if he looked upon something, he would fill it. He would fill it with an oir of kedusha. While yedei horiyah shaloi, look what Reb Tzadik says, with the koich of riyah of Moshe, hoyoyochol linkoim ba'oyvi Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael had to wage war with the enemies. was the koich of Moshe Rabbeinu's riyah. Because Tzadik quotes the pasuk by Mochem Esichoy. Re'ei, it says the pasuk, Ochel teis, says the pasuk, Re'ei, Ochel teis, and I will give Sichoy v'sartzoy, I will give biyotcho. And it starts with the Loshen of Re'ei, to show with the koich of riyah again with Moshe Rabbeinu. So this again is the koich of riyah. And that's what Rav Tzadik talks about, the Meraglim, and he interprets it in the pasuk Arisa Mesoretz Mahi. Bottom, you see that how Eretz Yisrael becomes conquered, it starts with all areas of Kedusha. You have to get rid of Kedusha with all of the vestiges of Tumah and infuse it with Kedusha. That was supposed to be the mission of the Meraglim. So we come and we move now to very something fascinating, the next few lines. And that is, again, showing about conquering Eretz Yisrael. When they come into Yeshua ben Nun takes over, Moshe Rabbeinu is passed on. And we find that there is a posik which is mentioned in Yeshua. And the pasuk is in Yeshua is Perik Tezvov, and this I just want to mention is from the paper Imre Pinchas, from the Pinchas of Koritz. Pinchas of Koritz was one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Actually, he was considered to be a Talmud Chaver of the Baal Shem Tov, sort of like a Chaver of the Baal Shem Tov. He himself was Nifter in 1791. He was Mepursim as the Godel Beniglu Benister, who is an Ishkodish, a Poel Yeshuas, the Tzadik Chosid Vionov, considered to be towering height above the generation. And it is said that the Baal Shem Tov spoke so highly of him, of Rav Pinchas of Koritz. By the way, he was a descendant of the Megala Mukis. His name was Shapiro, Rav Pinchas Shapiro, and the Megala Mukis was of Nosson Shapiro. This caver to this day can be seen in the Krakow, in the old Beit Achaim, not far from the Ramos caver, and the Tesis Yontif, and the Bach, and the Marshal, Rebbe Heschel from Kruke, and so on. So it is said that the Baal Shem Tov said to one of the doctors that used to sometimes take a sample of blood for Pinchas of Koritz, that he would say to him, be very, very careful, he says, not extract too much blood, he says, because the blood of Rebbe Pinchas Koritz is something that has been spared and watched over, he says, from Sheshes and Mebereshes. Very special blood, he says, the Kedusha of Rebbe Pinchas of Koritz. Among the special things that he would always warn his chassidim, more than anything, is to be careful to distance themselves from sheker. Sheker he despised completely. Anything that had anything to do with sheker. And he said, sheker and gaiva, these are two things, he says, that you have to work on to make sure that you have no shaykhus to it. Nothing whatsoever. And he would say, bechlal, depression, he would say, morish chayre, this comes from gaiva. It's because when a person has gaiva, then he thinks that what? That he deserves this and he deserves that. And therefore, he has these particular feelings and wants, needs, and desires. The person who is an onov basically is soivel everything be ahava. So gaiva really is the source, he says, to a lot of problems in life, other than it's a destructive in its own right, but brings to a lot of serious problems as well. And he says, any aveira that a person does, he says, has also some purpose to it. Gaiva has no purpose whatsoever. Gaiva says there's nothing. There's no purpose. He says, then he said, also said one more thing, he says, that as far as his own lifetime is concerned, he said, it was like this, he said. He worked all his life to fight sheker. And he would say the famous phrase, he would say, 13 years, he says, he was fighting to be mizgaber on sheker, he says. And he was zoichim, successful, 13 years. 21 years, he fought to reach the emes. And then he said, another 7 years, he worked to find out what is the emes. He says, so because it was a lifetime career, just getting rid of sheker, then reaching truth and really discerning what is the truth. To tell his people, he would be an advocate of davening early, davening b'hashkoma, like Pesikin, and he would say to his chassidim, he says, it's important that you daven as early as possible before the world is filled with shtus and hevel, and everybody's still sleeping, he says. And the later you get up, he says, the world is filled with shtus and hevel and sheker, he says. Just the earlier you daven, he says, you have a purer world, he says, so that's the time to daven. That would be one of his sayings. All right. Anyway, when the Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, and we know the famous conquest that Yeshua had with the city of Ai, and the Pasuk tells us there about Kolev ben Yefune. The Pasuk says that Vayal Mishom el Yoshvei Devir. Just want to mention this Pasuk. They go to the place of Devir, and the Pasuk says a very interesting Pasuk. Bishem Devir Lefonim Kiryas Sefer. That Devir originally was called Kiryas Sefer. Why do I have to know what it was called originally? Bishem Devir, Lefonim was Kiryas Sefer. That's the basic question. And it says, Vayomer Kolev says, Asher Yakes Kiryas Sefer Ulchodo, whoever conquers, right, Kiryas Sefer, Venosati Lois Achso Biti Leish, will give him my daughter Achso. Who is successful? Who in fact conquered it? Osniel ben Kenaz. Vayilkido Osniel ben Kenaz achi kolei. And he gets, right? And he gets the shidduch. All right. So this vort that we have here from Nimrei Pinchas, this vort here, by the way, is mentioned also very similar. So I want to mention in the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Bereishis. It's also mentioned in the Sefer Arvei Nachal in Parshas Shelach. Here we have it in Kitzer form from the Sefer Imrei Pinchas. Hashayake Kirya Sefer. The Pasuk tells us that Devir was called before Kirya Sefer. Question is, why is it negative for us to know what it was called before? Asnil ben Kenaz. Let's remember, Chazal tell us, important thing in Temurah, let's remember, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, they forgot 300 halachas. Due to the Avelus of Moshe, there was so much confusion, the Gemara says, Nishtakhu shloish meis halachas. Ad shehichziron Asnil ben Kenaz bepul pulo. Asnil ben Kenaz was such a great Talmud Chacham, he basically brought it back. He brought back these forgotten halachas. Alright, now, Omar b'shem ha-magid me-mezrich. He says, Reb Pinchas Karetz said the name of the Magid who was the successor of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, listen, Dinei b'Torah nivra oilam. Rashi tells us that the world was created because of Torah, and it was through Torah. Chazal say, matter of fact, Torah is the blueprint. Torah is the blueprint, is the architectural blueprint of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based upon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Which means that each place in the world, every country in the world, created the world with the Oisius HaTorah, because the Gemara says Bezalel, right, who built the Mishkan, Yodea Hoye Bezalel, right, the Oisius, Sirufi Oisius, Shebehem Nivru Shemayim V'Yoreh. So Chazal say that the Shemayim V'Yoreh were created through Sirufi Oisius. So the world was created through Oisius HaTorah, which means that every chelik of the world has a chelik somewhere in the Torah. So therefore, b'chol mokayim yesh lo chelik v'shayches b'Torah. Said the Magid, listen what the Magid said. U'kesherot olich b'sheretz Yisrael. What do you think they did? When they wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, osku b'oisa halocha. Eretz Yisrael draws its particular koyach from a certain area of Torah. If you study that halocha in Torah, you have control over Eretz Yisrael. But you have to know which halacha it is. So if you study that particular halacha, which corresponds, right, which corresponds to Eretz Yisrael, that was the area of halacha that they studied. Shishayach b'yisamokim al yedei zeh kofshua. Tzeh she'omar akos of the Pasuk says gaba'ai. It says also vayolen ba'emek ba'oimke shel halacha, says the Gemara Megillah. What's got to do one with the other? You want to conquer ai? What's got to do with studying halacha? It means the osku ba'oisa halacha sheshayach la'ay. They study that chelik in Torah where I draws its whole koyach hakiyum. And if you study that area in Torah, that gives you the dominance over I. Here there was a problem. They could not conquer the city called Devir. They could not conquer it. And they didn't realize why. You know why? V'hochel ho yecholim lekavsho. Because Shizeho Yeshayach Loisin Shin Aloch Shinishtakul Bevel Shomoshe. That was the reason. To conquer this particular place, you have to learn some of the 300 Alochas which happened to be forgotten Bevel Shomoshe. So therefore, they were held back, right? And therefore, they were blocked. And they were not able to utilize the Koyach of Torah to be able to gain dominance over this particular area in Eretz Yisrael because it was forgotten. Ad shebo Osniel ben Kenaz came Osniel ben Kenaz v'hirza b'pilpulei oison shin alochas. So now the kipshu, now they're able to conquer the land. V'zed that the Kiryas Sefer. This is the city that we conquered through the Sefer. Perish ir shetach lekavsha al yedei Sefer v'limud. Here's again. This is the way Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Eretz Yisrael was conquered through the koyach of Torah. Every mokim in the world has its place somewhere in Torah. And when they realized and they were able to get back and to revive the Shi'an Halachas, the 300 Halachas, now they had control, they gained control over this area as well. That's why the Pasuk says it's called Kiryas Sefer, even though later it was called Devir. But the city Lefonim, before it was called Kiryas Sefer, to tell you that the significance of this place was, it was the city that had to be conquered by the Sefer. Just to conclude, Rabbi Yisai, we're talking about Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. To have an idea how great the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is, no one will say it better than the Chasam Sofer in these next three words. This is Chassam Sofer, and the Drosh is Chassam Sofer Chelik Beis. Look what he says. Karka Eretz Yisrael. Chassam Sofer says, the ground of Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than the sky over Chutz Laretz. The heaven over Chutz Laretz has less Kedusha than the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Karka Eretz Yisrael Yesh Ben Kedusha Atzuma Yoyser Mishomayim She'al Chutz Laretz. Imagine such a thing. Al Kain, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Kishigia Ligvul Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, ultimately, when he comes and reaches the goal of Eretz Yisrael, Hirgish Oyer Niflo. All of a sudden, it was Margish, a tremendous Oyer Kedusha Atzuma. Mashalo Hirgish Afila Bishomayim Kishahoy Shomem Yoim. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shomayim for 40 days. All of the Kedusha that I experienced in the 40 days did not amount to the Kedusha that I experienced coming to the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Karka of Eretz Yisrael is more Kedusha than the Shemayim over. Based upon what we see here, that the whole way of being conquering Eretz Yisrael has all to do with Torah. It's based through Torah. The way that the Meragim was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be Urisem, in order to purify Eretz Yisrael from Tumah. This is how Eretz Yisrael preserves its Kedusha. And as the Chassam Sofer already said before, Eretz Yisrael gives Kedusha to those that are holy, but it also has the adverse effect. It's Moisef Tumah to those that are not there. Eretz Yisrael has tremendous, tremendous potential, but also, there's also the flip side of Eretz Yisrael. This is the koyach that we learn from Parshas Shlach. This is certainly the koyach of Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal say, Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkin, which means even the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous koyach. And this after the Shemaya in learning, that a person expects to get in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael, a person is zeichet to a greater Siyata Dishmaya, because again, Torah and Eretz Yisrael is very much connected. That is the essence of Eretz Yisrael, that's the Nishom of Eretz Yisrael, and this is the means of how we conquer Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Rabbi Sai, next week we have to ship